有弟兄姐妹大家互相带到。
And I think it was possible for me to grow and mature in the church because of these brothers and sisters.
我记得那个就是我们最近不是在念以赛亚书吗
？We have been studying the book of Isaiah.
他不是说必有一条大道，就是我没有记得清楚，就是有一神会预备一条大道，然后所有的人在上面行走。
Remember that it tells us that God will open a highway with people walking on it.
就算你在大道行走，就算你是愚昧人，也不会受伤害。
Even the simple-minded will not go astray.
我想我们每个人都不完美，没有人是很完全的。
None of us is perfect.
就好像我们在玩两人三角的游戏，有这个东西吗？
我知道，但是我不会翻。
就是比如说我们两个人可能少了一只脚，所以我们脚绑在一起。
I can give you an analogy of a three-legged race.
那你没有办法独自一个人前进，但是你要跟另外一个人合作，你们才可以跑到那个终点。
You cannot walk on your own, but two have to walk together.
我想团契给我最大的感觉就是这个。
And that's how I feel about the fellowship.
那我也很希望在这里有很多很多的弟兄姐妹。
And there are many brothers and sisters here.
那当你们回去之后，可以把这个团契的概念带到教会，然后带到你们的学校。
And I hope that you can bring the spirit back to your own local churches and your own schools.
就像杨大哥讲的，即使我们就是我们得到的会比别人还要更多。
And as our brother Yang shared, we will gain more than we give. So now, do you have any questions?
或者有没有什么要讲?
Any thoughts?
I think that fellowships in the U.S. don't have the luxury of having people every year. For example, when I went, there were three freshmen the same year, and then a fifth year and a second year. And so by the second year, we were on our own. We had lots of problems, including people not wanting to come to our fellowship from church, people complaining that a fellowship is boring. So I don't know if they feel that it's boring, should we try to change the content of our fellowship, or should we stick to the Bible reading?
团契的存在是一种很自然的，不是强求的。
The fellowship should exist just because, naturally, not something forced.
当然，你会提到说，可能当中断层了，有些人就没有新生进来。
A gap, a generation gap, when there are no new students in the fellowship.
大家觉得到这个团契没有味道。
Perhaps people feel bored coming to fellowship. 我想
后面我们所要讲到这团契没有味道，为什么？
But then we have to think, why is it boring coming to fellowship?
是正好这一群的弟兄姐妹都不需要爱。
Is it because these brothers and sisters don't need to be loved?
所以今天我们在谈的一个很主要就是说，今天不是为了要团契而有团契。
And we have to remember, we do not fellowship for the sake of fellowshipping.
今天我们是因为感受到我们需要一个基督徒的这种在一起的这种。
But rather we fellowship because we feel like we need to be together.
要是我们参加团契，就一直觉得很 boring。我想，我们这个团契赶快来再来上上课，我们再来想想看到底我们出了什么问题。
And if you are bored in your fellowship, then we have to think about what's the problem.
团契既然是一个家，你每一个人无论到什么地方去上去读哪一个大学，一旦有假日，你是不是想要赶快赶回家？
And many of your college students, and when school is over, don't you want to come home?
所以我只能说
And that's what a fellowship is.
今天大家会在团契觉得 boring， 或者我们要重新来思考，我们到底对团契的认识在什么地方？
And all I can tell you is if people are bored, then we have to think about it.
一个当契长的可能会很，我该怎么办？
And as a fellowship leader, and you might feel helpless and don't know what to do.
我就把它放弃掉吗？
Do you just give it up?
我记得我跟各位讲到说这个查经团契。
I've shared with you the story of the Bible study fellowship with two members.
查经不是一个很重要的工作，怎么会说只会剩下两个
Isn't Bible study important? Why was there only two members left?
我说剩下两个你就不能够跑掉了。
So then you better not lose these remaining two members.
那个时候你就学会跪下来祷告。
And that time you will learn to kneel down to pray.
你要很庆幸 这个团契是你是留下来仅有的少数几位。
At that time, you have to be glad, like you're the few who are remaining.
因为这个时候就是主耶稣要你学习的时候。
Because that is the time the Lord Jesus will teach you.
啊，我想在这边的会有这样的疑问的，大概都不会随便跑离开团契的。那这个时候就是你学习的时候。
If you're here asking something like that, then I would assume you were not the one who leave the fellowship.
主耶稣给我们的团体没有那么简单。
Then this is your lesson.
用爱。用信心
This is a lesson of love and faith.
当然，讲到说，当中要是我想我们这边的，信徒的这种密集度没有那么高啊。
And maybe it's true that the members are more sparse.
啊，不像台湾，每个学校，有十个、二十个，甚至五十个都有。
Unlike Taiwan, where we have 10, 20, or 50 members in one school.
不见得说一个学校就要成立一个团契。
But it may not be necessary for every school to have a fellowship.
附近的几个学校，我们可以有一个联合。
Perhaps you may have schools nearby.
或者说，附近都没有别的学校。
So if not,
说话的两个三个，那不更好玩吗？
So what? Isn't it good to have just two or three members hang out together?
一个就可以成立团契了吗？
I've told you, you could have a fellowship of one.
说明主耶稣就要让你在这边体验那一种带领人的那一种工作。
Perhaps Jesus is training you to enjoy bringing others to Christ.
不同的这种环境底下。
We are given different environments.
当我在这个干部训练营，就是团契干部训练营的时候，
fellowship leader training.
所有的契长在一起
，and we gather together.
大概有每次都大概六十来个。
Have about 60 fellowship leaders.
我就说好，我们现在来分一下哈。
And I would divide them up.
你的契友的人数在七八个以下的来在这边。
If your fellowship has eight or less members, stand here.
你的契友的人数大概在十来个来在这边。
About ten.
那种特大团契的契长来到这边。
And the biggest fellowship on the other side.
我要他们每一个契长谈一谈他们团契的问题。
And I want each of them to share what
the problem. 那个契友很少的契长就说。我们什么都弄不起来，因为我们人数太少。
And the leader of the small fellowship would complain, saying it's hard to get anything done.
那个人数太多，就是说我们人数太多，我们根本关怀不了。
And the big fellowship would complain, saying we have too many people.
那人数中等就感谢主
了。Then do you think the mid-sized fellowship would praise God?
人数中等也有人数中等的问题。
They have their own problems.
神，所以呢，人数少了就羡慕那人数多的，人数多了羡慕那人数少的。
So the big fellowship would ask the little fellowships.
神给我们每个人的家庭也不一样啊，有的人有十姐妹啊，对不对？
God has placed us in different families as well. Some of you have 10 siblings.
独子。
Some of you are the only child.
每个人领受都不一样。
And we have a different experience.
所以呢，我想神给我们，你在这个环境底下。他就是要给你这个功课来学习，因为你不会一辈子只有在这个校园团契，你可能以后转到另外一个学校，或者以后甚至呢，在教会里面还有教会的团契。我想这是一种学习的。
In that situation forever, you might transfer or you might serve in a church, a different church.
像我结婚到今年正好21年啊。
I, for example, I've been married for 21 years.
我们家从结婚开始到现在，始终都只有两个人。
And there's only two members in my family.
我能够跟主耶稣讲说，我们的团契太小了吗
？Can I complain to Lord Jesus saying, my fellowship is too small?
主耶稣说，好，我大大祝福你，让你生十个，那我不要。
What if Jesus answer my prayer and say, I'll bless you with 10 kids?
小团契的小团契的可爱。
There's virtues of a small fellowship.
只是它的活动的方式比较不一样。
But you do things differently than a large fellowship.
但是你要想。我小团契如果说有三个人、五个人，感谢主，我一个都没有落掉。
Then thank God you haven't lost anyone.
那个有十来个的，落掉三五个，他的烦恼比你更多。
Because it would be more troublesome for a fellowship of 10 to lose 3 members.
我想我们永远是一种学习。
We continue to learn differently.
还有，我想在讲课当中我有讲到，为什么不自己生呢
？And I also share with you experience of bringing in your own members.
福音工作一做，本来只有三个，现在变成五个，
do the gospel
七八个就跑出来了，
your fellowship
怎么会没有人
？Will grow from 3 to 5 to 8.
那该为那些不想来的人改变团契的课表吗 ？To change the schedule.
有时候可能就是说你团契的时间不是很恰当啊，对不对？ 因为大家那一天比较多人都有课啊，或者是怎么样，
哦。Yeah. Yeah.
当你的家人对这个家庭觉得很 boring 的时候，当爸爸的就应该要想想看，是不是家里买一条狗进来啊，来玩一玩，对不对
？If a child is bored of the family, maybe the father should buy a dog.
没有人说团契非得怎么样不可。有人就问我说
，One way to lead a fellowship.
我很鼓励每一个团契有他自己的怎么讲比较特别的，好、哦。不是说所有团契长起来都一模一样。
Not all fellowship are created equal. Each has its own personality.
星光团契哈，星光团契曾经被叫星光歌舞团。
For example, 星光 fellowship was once nicknamed 星光 chorus line.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个团契的里面很多人很喜欢唱歌。
Because the members like to sing.
结果你来参加星光团契，你会觉得，嚯、哦，这个团契在做什么？
So if you've never been to the fellowship, you wonder what they're doing.
他们上完课以后一直唱歌，然后要回去的时候还排两排。你走出去还跟你哈利亚平衡一路唱歌。
After their fellowship meeting, they will sing for a long time and even sing and as they go, as they leave.
结果唱出名了，其他的团契要福音茶会的时候还去支援，哦。
And they got famous and they were invited to.
然后在台上又唱又跳，所以被人家叫做星光歌舞团。
They would sing and clap, clap their hands.
然后后来呢，又加进一些很会搞笑的。
Later, there were some jokers were added to their number.
所以我们说后来就准备改成星光马戏团。
So they were nicknamed the 星光 Circus.
这是他的特点。
But that's their unique personality. 这是你这个家庭的特点。That's how.
所以说
a family is unique.
当然，我一个气长，我一定想说，我这个团契。我们谈过很多理想成长在属灵方面在、啊、圣经方面什么
discussed,
没有错用什么样的方法
We've discussed our ideals to grow spiritually but there are different ways to accomplish that
这个团契只能煮饭呢对不对
A sister's fellowship doesn't have to cook only
对不对、哦、没有说那个弟兄的茶经团契只能泡茶、啊、
Brother fellowship isn't justI'm talking over tea.
没有人说白天的追求团契，只能去打高尔夫球啊啊。
Or a fellowship in the daytime is only for golf.
没有人这么讲啊。
There's no one way.
我们也可以在追求我们喜悦的东西之余，所谓之余就是说，我们有计划，一个气长要有一个 mind。
We can do things that makes us happy, but at the same time,
在我带领团契的
leader has to have something.
最基本 basic 这些宗旨底下。在各种活动当中把这些东西放进来
You understand the fundamental goal of the fellowship
所以你
and then you can do things differently
所以团契可以是很多样化的
There's a variety of fellowships、
所以我说一个譬如说一个教会的弟兄团契不应该所有弟兄都参加一个团契
Because not all brothers will be members of the same brothers fellowship
如果说这个教会的弟兄有100个那你这个团契不是有100个人吗
Because if there are 100 brothers in the church How would you care for a 100 member fellowship
对我们应该分几种不同的弟兄团契
There would be different brother fellowships
但是当然我们现在所谈的是校园团契但这个校园里面你要根据这校园的这些人的特点我们来追寻我们。
And then you will have to, as a campus, in a campus fellowship, you have to find what draws the members together in your fellowship.
原则看起来是很简单的，但是我想你实际去做的时候，你说
Yes, the principle is very simple, but it is very hard to carry out.
所以不要忘了，我还是不忘的告诉你，把这个宝剑拔出来。
Draw your sword, pray.
所以说会给你智慧。
The Lord Jesus will give you wisdom.
一个人想要做圣工。
When we want to work for the Lord,
一个人想要为主的团体。
When we want to work for
当你觉得你智慧不足的时候，你就跪下来祷告。
If you feel inadequate, kneel down and pray.
不是打高空说哎怎么讲？我想我们自己都走这一条路出来的。
Because it is not just theory. Each of us have experienced this in the past.
当团契里面有不和，团契里面有些什么事情，你真的不行的时候，契长你就跪下来祷告。
Whether there's conflict or whatever trouble.The fellowship leader should kneel down and pray.
这就是我们信仰的理论跟实际结合的时候。
That's how we realize.
所以我才会说，你参与团契，你一个人在团契里面参与，你的灵性就开始成长。
That's what I mean.
你要经历很多。
That when you are part of a fellowship, your spiritual life will grow.
如果不是这样，万一有一天你当教会的负责人，
但
信徒都不来，你说我不干了，我也不干了。
If you don't have the experience and you become a council member, one day if the members stop coming, you would simply want to quit your job.
我做很多圣工的时间都很长。
I've done many works for a long time.
那你说因为你比较老嘛，所以做很长。
Of course, because I'm older.
不是，我做很多的，比如说带一个查经班，我带了十年。
I've led one Bible study for 10 years.
我带团契的工作到目前为止大概十七八年。
I've been involved in the fellowship for 18 years.
我带教会的诗班到目前为止也大概十五年左右。
I also helped in a choir for 15 years.
我给我自己都常常对主耶稣有一个立志。
And I've made this resolution to the Lord Jesus.
我说主耶稣，如果说我做一项圣工
，I said Jesus, if I do this.
是你要我做的。
It's because you want me to do it.
除非有一天你把我赶走。
Unless you kick me out one day.
或者我绝对不走。
Otherwise, I will never leave on my own.
别人都走了，我还是不走。
If everyone leave, I will not leave.
除非你觉得说这个圣工是不对。
Unless you feel like we're doing the wrong thing.
所以我touch的每一样圣工，我都做超过十年的时间。
So I have been involved in all my work for over 10 years.
我唱了一个小诗班。苏美大家看听过好几次哈。
We started a small choir.
从开始我就参加。
I was one of the first members.
经历了十几年，到现在我还在参加。
After over 10 years, I'm still part of that choir.
里面就只有我一个老人。
I'm the old man in the choir.
所以我现在最麻烦就是他们背谱都很快，我都很慢。
So now my trouble is it's hard for me to memorize them.
我想我们心里面要是每个人愿意跟主耶稣立这样的志向。
If we can make the same resolution to God.
没有一项圣功。是超越我们能力的，因为我们能力来自神。
Then no sacred work is beyond our abilities because our abilities come from God.
我觉得常常今天在我们真耶稣教会里面，在我们教真耶稣教会
，In True Jesus Church，
我们说我们有圣灵。
We claim to have the Holy Spirit.
我一直讲说，我们什么时候圣灵的能力不见了呢
？When have we lost the power of the Holy Spirit？
一个人靠着耶稣基督的能力，没有什么事情不能做的。
By the power of Jesus Christ, there's nothing we cannot do.
福音书里面不是写吗？靠着圣灵还能够什么？蛇被毒蛇咬也没事啊。
The Bible even tells us.
我不是告诉各位赶快拿毒蛇来咬咬看。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, we will not fear even the poisonous snakes.
我们是不是真正相信我们所信仰的这个宗教
？Truly, do we really believe in this faith?
你的在信仰上面体验怎么样
？Have you experienced this faith?
团契工作哈，可以让你很实际的体验这些东西。
Your service and the fellowship can let you gain practical experience.
更何况我们不是单独一个人在走。
And we are not on this journey alone.
我们真的是有一群我们的同工，我们的同一个团契的。
The other co-workers, the people in the fellowship, together with you.
不晓得你会不会满意这样的答案
？I don't know if you're happy with the answer.
我愿意再给十分钟哈，好不好？多拖你们十分钟，不要骂我。
I hope I can take another ten more minutes of your time. I hope you're not too upset.
Okay. 你的问题就是说，我们曾经做过哪一些工作是吧？
活动
是在为了什么事情？哦，团契哈。
What are some examples of weekly activities you can have?
现在比较，我们说一般我们在团契的在台湾的活动了，我只能。
I can just give you examples from Taiwan.
基本上都会有一个有一天，不论是下午，不论是晚上，会有一个团契时间。
We will pick a day, whether in the afternoon or in the evening, to meet.
如果说你需要这些团契他们活动的这种。schedule 了，或者是他们的课表，我大概收集了好几年一大叠，每个团契都有。
A stack of schedule, activity schedule of fellowship.
一般团契的时间，有些团契大概两个钟头，有的可能长达四五个钟头。
Sometimes some fellowship meet for a couple hours.
你说我四五个钟头怎么那么长
？That seems to be quite long.
你知道有些团契从下午三点多，他们从学校下课就过来了啊。
There are fellowships who meet after they get off class at 3 o'clock.
那他们来做什么
？And what do they do together?
开始来煮饭。
They cook.
有些人买菜啊什么就开始来煮饭。
Some go grocery shopping.
然后大概到五点多就准备的差不多了。
And about 5 o'clock.
那一些比较晚下课的这些契友就过来。
And some who get off class later would arrive.
然后大家一起吃饭。
And they would eat together.
都是自己煮的，都很高兴。哇，真的很好。
Because they've cooked their own meal, they enjoy it together.
然后大概。 吃饭完了以后
after dinner
啊，通常有些时候会有一段诗颂的时间。
I would spend some time singing、啊、
看、看团
契，
有些是先诗颂时间呢、啊，或者有一段就是读经时间。
Or some would read the Bible together、
啊。哎，然后呢，哎，后续都通常会有个比较正式的崇拜课程。
And some would have a more formal class.
崇拜课程可能就是说我们有一个主题，大家来探讨。
And the worship they would discuss on one particular topic.
或者从外面请传道啦，或者像我们，我就到各团契场去帮他们上课。
They would invite pastors or people like me to talk with them.
那就事先跟这些人讲好，就是你来上什么样课程就排好。
They will then they will of course.
那上课时间大概50分钟左右。
And I have maybe 50 minutes of formal class.
那如果说长一点，结束以后还有一个后半段，叫我们叫共习时间。
And some of the longer fellowship.
那共习时间就各种各样你能够想象的，做一些东西啦，或者也可以谈论一个主题啦，或什么。
But you can study or do whatever you want.
Yeah. 然后呢，还有一些团契到最后有一段所谓祷告时间。
And some fellowship would have time for prayer.
然后就把代祷卡拿出来。
They would bring out their prayer card and begin from there.
那或者是有一个团契呢，我觉得他们也不错，大家手牵手牵着。
One fellowship who will hold hands together.
把你的心放出来。
Yes.
然后每个人都讲
show that your heart
is connected. 我需要代祷的事项。
And they would share what they need to people to pray for them.
哦，结果人数太多了，一讲了快40-50分钟。
And when they go around, sometimes it would take 40-50 minutes.
就看你的团契的状况，那大概做完祷告以后
how your fellowship is, what you want to do.
哦，那这个时间的这种安排就随你，就随各团契的需求。
And you can arrange the schedule accordingly.
我没有说这样就是一个 standard.
This is not the standard or the only way to do it.
就是看你们的时间的状态。
It's all up to you.
那有些团契像以前星光团契结束以后，哎，大家还带出去吃宵夜。
Some fellowship after the meeting's over, they will go to the night market to have some snack.
但是他们有时候做一些很有意义的事情。
And sometimes they would do something.
今天没有来的有哪几个
？They would note who is absent.
结束以后拿着宵夜去宿舍找他们。
And afterward, they would take some midnight snack to look for them in the dorms. And they would find that some people are just hiding from fellowship.
Yeah, 去做访问的工作。
And they would visit together.
各种各样，所以团契，我想就是在一个礼拜当中，他们会有一个至少有一个团契聚会的时间。
Set at least one day, set aside one day out of the week.
像有些比较大的团契，他们还有小屋。
And some bigger fellowship will have so-called small houses.
所以小屋就是说。有大概两三个、三四个契友，他们租一间房子在那边住。
Sometimes maybe two or three members of fellowship rent apartment together.
Okay, 那这一个 apartment 就变成他们团契普通聚会的地方。
And their apartments become the meeting place of the fellowship.
然后呢，甚至呢，他们会开放一个小房间。你愿意祷告的，把它当作祷告室，他们不论什么时间，你就可以进来这边来祷告。然后上面有一本簿子，就写，我什么时候来了，我有什么，有谁需要代祷，就把它列在簿子上面，列一整本。然后呢，后面进来的不论什么时间进来，就翻一翻看一看，有些人就那么就祷告。
And some of them would even set reserve one room in their apartment for anyone of fellowship to come in to pray anytime with a book to record prayer requests.
还有一些团契，譬如说像台大团契。他们除了在他们正式团契聚会的时间以外，他们会找其中的一个中午，他们有一个读经。
And one fellowship, in addition to the regular meeting time, they would pick one hour, a noon time to study the Bible together.
另外一个中午，大家一起集合，就是说，这天中午反正大家上完课，找一个地方一起聚餐。
Or they would pick a day.
他们是 go Dutch,
During lunch, in between classes, they would have go and have lunch together.
就是在一起吃饭，那就聊一聊，就生活在一起。
Just as a way to live together and to talk.
那可能有些契友他在团契正式团契的时间他没有时间，但是正好在那一天中午他有课结束以后，他正好来聚餐的时间也可以。
So in a particular week, perhaps one member can attend a formal meeting, but they can join the lunch.
然后可能。这个团契每次都约好说，我们星期五晚上是我们团契一起去教会聚会的时间，就互相招呼一起去聚会。
Would gather together on Friday evening and go to church together as a fellowship.
这很多方式都可以做。
Many things you can do.
描述一个大概。
These are just different examples.
在台湾有一个团契叫明治团契。
There's a a Mingzhi fellowship in Taiwan.
哎，哦，这个团契实在是很厉害。
They're quite amazing.
他们一个学期出一片 CD.
They would publish a CD every semester.
里面是每一个契友自己作曲作词。每一个契友。
Each fellowship member would write a track of music.
然后他们自己团契把它唱起来，然后去录音。
And they would sing and record what they sing.
现在应该要开始录第二集了哈。哦，他们第一集。
Volume Two is coming out.
当然，音乐怎么样？有机会你们会拿得到。
But I can't speak to the quality, but you might get to hear sometime.
这个就是一种，啊，哦，还有团契，他有自己的期刊。
Some fellowship even publish their own newsletters.
每一个契友，每一个哈。每一个月你都要有一篇文章，然后就有人把它整理，然后就把它印出来。
Every month,
他们期刊地址。
They contribute
articles and print.
出美
有没有做吗？
Print.
没有做过嘛，哈，期刊。
Sister Shumei has done that.
那现在更方便的就是现在 Internet 这么发达。
Now we have that.
对，大家一拿起来，我刚要照相，每个人手上都有一台。
I saw that many of you have a camera, digital cameras.
就把它丢到网络上面去。
It's easy to upload it to the web pages.
然后那个就变成我们这个团契的契友的一个原地。
That's one way for you to communicate as a fellowship.
什么都可以做。
You could do.
哎，那我们现在跟各北区的各个团契的契长有一个联系的代导网。
And there's also a prayer net among the fellowship leaders.
每个星期五晚上。的祷告就是联系整个气长的彼此代祷的时间。
Friday evening is the time for all the leaders to pray.
那我定时，我每个星期五早晨我就发出代祷网。那所有的气长呢，在星期四半夜以前，要把他们团契的代祷事项呢，他个人需要的代祷了或者事情的报道，全部 email 给我，那我就开始整个 edit 好以后，星期五早上就发出去给所有气长。
We have a deadline on midnight Thursday for all the leaders to email me their prayer requests, personal and on their fellowship. And on Friday morning, I would put it all together and email it out to all of them to pray for.
那一天晚上，每一个气长在祷告的时候，就为每一个。各个团契的契长同工彼此代祷。
And that Friday evening, all the fellowship leaders
我常常在
pray for each other.
常常在星期五晚上这种代祷的时间祷告不完。
And I find that when I pray like this on Friday evenings, my prayer will never end.
因为我跪下来，我习惯就从最北边的团契开始，一个一个团契祷告。
Because it is my custom
要祷告到新竹哈最南边的团契，总共40个。
It is my custom to pray from the northern part to the southern part.
然后我
all 40 fellowships
想到任何一个团契，他们团契聚会的状况，聚会的那个相片就会跑出来。
And I would
一个团契一直祷告。
Picture I have mental pictures of each fellowship and how they are.
我觉得这个就是主里面的一种契合。那你如果自己
That is communion in Christ.
虽然三五个契友，你也可以做这样的工作。
And you can do that even if there's just three or five members in your fellowship.
团契的契友不见得说我要见面才算团契，在很多的状况底下都可以做。
You don't have to be physically together to have a fellowship, but you can pray, and that is a fellowship.
实在是很不容易，一次来到美国这个地方。
I don't come to America often, and there's much I have to share.
我期待我们还有机会再见面。
I hope we'll have another chance.
今天已经够晚了。
I know I've spoken long.
我希望我很期待，就是说我这样今天的这些课程对各位真的有帮助。
I hope that what I've said can help you.
我也期待看到我们美国这个地方，我们真耶稣教会在这个团契的工作上面也得到他的新的方向。
And I hope that the churches in America can.Gain a sense of identity and direction in their fellowship.
让我们的信徒之间的这种关怀及将来的这种福音的这种工作都能够有新的一个里程。
That we can all start a new journey in our gospel work and how we show our concern and love for one another.
我觉得最喜乐的就是说能够将主内在主里面所得的恩典借着这样的时间跟各位来分享。
And the most joyful experience is to share my experience in the Lord with all of you.
我常常会跟上过我课程的这些弟兄姐妹这么说。
I will share with those who have taken my classes.
我很希望有一天，各位走过团契的路线，出来跟我们一起同工。
I hope that one of these days you can also step out and join in the work of fellowship.
无论你在美国，无论你在任何一个国家，有一天你就跟我讲，杨大哥，我们一起来做这样的工作。
Whether here or somewhere else, perhaps you will say to me, let us work together.
我们教会需要有很多人一起出来为团契，为了这些教会的这些牧养工作一起来努力。
Our church needs many workers to help in the fellowship and the pastoring work.
我的这些同工都是从以前学生时代这样大家一起出来。
All my co-workers have been my fellow members of the fellowship.
盼望神的恩典加在各位身上。
May the grace of our God be added unto you.
我做一个广告。
And now an ad.
我有一个很有趣的、很有恩典的一个见证。
I have a very interesting and a gracious testimony.
因为来到这边被逮到了，所以星期三晚上要在厄瓦教会做见证。
And the Irvine Church discovered that I was here, and they invited me to testify on Wednesday evening.
如果你正好还在 LA， 如果你有时间，你真的应该拨空来听。
If you're still in the area and you can make it to the Irvine Church on Wednesday evening, I invite you to go.
如果你真的没有机会，记得我们圣灵月刊的五页这一份，但好像最近才到美国来哈。五页这一份里面有一篇啊，爸爸不要怕啊，这一篇见证是我。
And there's a if you can't make it in the Holy Spirit magazine, the May issue, there's a testimony titled "Daddy, Do Not Be Scared." That is my testimony.
那个我就是要到厄板教会星期三晚上做见证。
But I will share this testimony in Irvine Church on Wednesday evening.
我刚答应要给各位看一张很有趣的照片。
And I promised that I would show you a picture earlier on.
用你们一分钟的时间。
Let me take another minute of your time.
这个叫做，我把它取一个名字叫非典型婚礼。因为是在 SARS 的期间。
This is the severe acute wedding.
这是在 severe acute， 这是在台北教会的一场婚礼。
This wedding took place in Taipei Church.
让你们看一张。再让你们看一张。这是新郎跟伴郎要入席的时候。
Best man。
好玩哦。这当时在 SARS 的时候，到教会要先量额温。
And before you enter the chapel during the SARS epidemic, you had to have your temperature taken and put on a mask.
然后呢，这个是。然后接待就是长成这一副样子。
Those are the ushers.
然后进到教会，大家都这个是伴郎
The best man. And when
进到教会，
chapel,
大家都戴口罩。
You have to wear a mask.
大家都戴口罩有没有？这个介绍的是家长。
Those are the parents.
然后这是师班这是新郎很高兴，他是戴口罩。接待也戴口罩。
That's an usher.
这个我们小诗班
That's the small choir
这个口罩还长起来好像猪鼻子一样连照相的也要戴口罩然后就进场幸好新娘没有戴口罩这张最棒这个叫
I like that picture very much
OK 我今天跟各位上课就到这边
So that concludes my class
那我们一起做个默祷结束
Let us pray in silence